to Misinformed.
We are your hosts.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Treya. And we are here to blow your minds.
We are not experts in any way, so please don't quote us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Misinformed.
Hello, hello.
We have our special guest today. Just kidding. If you hear it coming from a phone, it's because Mel is in a very far, far away land, just a state over from us.
I'm in future Southern California.
Yeah, future Southern California.
If we get split up.
Yeah, hopefully not. But Mel and I have put off, like, giving you guys new episodes for way too long. And on the day we decided that today was the day to get back on this, our Skype just, like, really didn't allow it to happen. So.
But we're pushing through for you guys, for our 5 loyal followers.
And if you're really loyal, you will listen to this despite the sound.
Yeah. Actually, like, if you are really loyal, thank you for pushing through last episode's sound because the Starbucks was a little low quality, too.
Yeah. We're working on it.
On it.
Yeah. And then we also have Cam in the house today.
Whoop,
whoop. She's just here for moral support and to, like, share her thoughts on our topic.
Yes. Don't know how often I'll be talking, but you might hear me.
Every once in a while.
Just peeking.
Yeah. Exactly. So, again, I'm Drea. I didn't introduce myself, but you should know that by now. And Mel.
And I'm Mel.
Yeah.
And we are
Misinformed. The misses. Sorry, I screwed that up. Okay, so we're going to talk about kind of like a sad topic today, so just like a warning. We're talking about how suicide rates have just increased significantly in like the last, I would say what, like 15 years? More than that.
Yeah, I was going to save this for later when we started talking about 13 Reasons Why, but I'll shove it out there now.
Yeah.
Since 1999 to 2014, the suicide rate for kids ages 10 to 14 has grown by 200%.
I know, isn't that insane?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that just shows you, like, and that's just in kids, so, like, overall, I'm sure the suicide rate has just...
Well, yeah, exactly. And also what I was reading, too, is that it's gone up, like, 30% overall between, I think it was between 2000 and 2016. So that's not even counting, like, the last 2 years. But what I found to be, like, crazy is that a lot of it is because of female rates increasing and teenage girls increasing. So, like, overall it's increased a lot, but especially, like... The rates that were, you know, let's say it was, I don't know, let's just say it was like 20%. I don't know the exact rates, but 20% in 2000, it's now like 40%.
Wow. And today, for women. Clearly, do you think that means like obviously like depression and like suicide is more common in like females?
Yeah. So what I was reading is that they don't really know what it is, but somebody was like saying that a lot of the people that they was like studied and that had committed suicide that were women and teenage girls, they actually, like, never had a history of mental illness.
Oh, wow.
They had never sought, like, they had never gone to therapy for it, never been on medication, like, never told anyone about it. So, which is really weird. But then when you think about it, like, teen girls, especially from, like, 10 to 14, like you said, that's, like, the age that you start really feeling, like, the pressure from society and stuff. So, I mean, it makes sense. Because that's like, I don't know, I feel like that's when you're most vulnerable to become depressed.
Well, we just have like, I feel like girls have so much more pressure on them and like different ways than like guys do. And also with like social media and all that growing, like that just adds so many different, I don't know,
stresses
into it as well. And like then girls are like comparing themselves to other girls and things like that. So like I mean, like, as an adult, that's hard. Mm-hmm. So as, like, a kid, that's intense.
Well, and now, like, before, we always talk about this, but, like, when we were kids, like, the most we had was MySpace.
Yeah.
And it's not like people were, like, on there comparing. I feel like MySpace was almost nicer. I remember it was, like, pick for pick, like for like, follow for follow.
I would just get self-conscious that my profile wasn't, like, as good exactly. as, like, someone else's. I'd be like, damn, how'd they get their profile so good?
and then your messaging.
What are you doing?
Exactly. You're messaging people. What is the code for the pink glittery, like, font you have on your profile?
Yeah.
Exactly. That I agree. Also, something that I just made up in my own brain, just thinking about this, is I wonder if, like, feminism has anything to do with that. Only because, like, the pressure of being a feminist is so big. And yeah. even if you are a feminist, like, there's other people who don't like you for it. So, like, now, like, even just, like, for example, with, like, Bumble, right, where it's, like, on the girl to start the conversation and stuff, like, that yeah. pressure is so big, and it came so fast. Like, I feel like just over, like, the last probably 5 years, yeah, because even in high school, we really, like, it's not like we, like, rallied for feminism in high school.
No.
You know? But, like, in the last, I would say probably since, like, Hillary ran for president, that's when feminism, like, really hit hard. So, like, it's progressed so much in such a short amount of time that, like, if you aren't with us, then you're against us. Like, it can't be, like, an in-between thing. And that, like, you could be depressed either way, like, if you are for it or against it.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, I mean, like, as I was saying, like, I feel like girls have so much pressure already, and then, like, then you add, like, girls being against you, and, like,
exactly.
Like that. So, I think that totally makes sense, if that is, like, true, that suicide is, like, more common in females.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, too, like, politics, like, I feel like everything's just stacked against women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I feel like you, like, there's no way to win.
No, I agree. Like, even just, like, little things. Like, for example, like, how basically, like, abortion and all that stuff, like, it's kind of regressed, mm-hmm. right? Even if you're for or against it, people are going to do it anyway, but people become more depressed when they're suppressed. So I can see why that would be. That should be a tagline.
That was beautiful.
Oh, my God. I should run for president. I can't. But you should run for president.
Like,
I can't. You can. I can't because I'm not from here. But you can. And
Camille,
that can be your tagline.
You are the madness behind
it. Have you be like your PR person.
Suppression causes depression.
Exactly.
Camille for president 2020.
Puppies for everyone.
Exactly.
Puppies for you. Puppies
no suppression, you. No depression. Yeah, but it's true. I mean, the more you suppress people, yeah, you really,
yeah,
true. Like, you're, you open more doors for, like, depression.
And it just kind of feels a little bleak and hopeless these days. Like, you're kind of up against a wall.
Right, exactly. And it's
well,
also,
and, like,
go ahead.
That's why I feel like, okay, these days there's just so many different things going on and whatever, and I feel like people are all saying, especially now with, like, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain.
Bourdain.
It's great that, like, all these celebrities and people who have a voice are, like, coming out and saying, like, you know, call the, like, suicide hotline or, you know, talk to people and talk to your loved ones. But, one, I think it's just, like, and, I mean, it can't be, like, hypocritical, like, we're having this podcast about it now because, like, that's the discussion that's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just, it's sad that it took that for these people to have that discussion.
Yeah.
And I was, like, so I was reading an article and it was talking about how a lot of people, like, who have, like, mental illness and things like that, they don't want to come out and talk about it because we have made that, like, we've made mental illness seem as if it's, like, a, why can't I think of the word? Like, it's a bad thing that you have that. But
oh, mental yeah.
illness doesn't, it does not discriminate. Like, it's like cancer. It's not like it's your fault that you have cancer. It's not your fault that you have a mental illness.
Right.
And we like, make people feel bad that they have, you know, depression or that they're bipolar or anything like that. And yeah. so then they don't feel comfortable, like, coming out and talking to, like, their family, their friends about it.
Exactly. And somebody, here's the thing, too. Like, you know how people are like, here's a suicide hotline. If you need help, like, reach out to this person, like, this line. And it's like, most people are not going to. Because,
no.
like, if they don't feel comfortable enough to, like, talk to someone that they care about and, like, love and stuff, like, most people aren't comfortable enough to just call a stranger. And
yeah.
so that's also super important, too. It's like.
Well, and I would just be interested to see, like, what that hotline actually, like, what a conversation sounds like, because it's like when you're at your lowest point, I think it's great that they have a hotline. I'm sure they've saved a lot of people, but how is, like, a random voice on the other end going to help you pull you out of that? You know, like, I feel like at that point, like, you need, like, the people closest to you.
Right. To tell you that you are worth it. Because, like, it's 100 times, like, more heartfelt when it comes from someone you know than someone who's on the phone. And you, it's almost like you're telling people to call, like, hey, you have depression and you're thinking about, like, committing suicide. Hey, call this stranger who doesn't know you so that they can talk you out of it. And they're just going to say whatever you need to hear, basically.
Yeah. I think, though, for some people, that might be the appeal. Like, this person doesn't know you. You're going to hang up and you never have to talk to them again.
That's true.
There's no judgment. There's no shame. Like, that person doesn't know you. They're just there to help you.
True.
And then you get to hang up and, I don't know. But I get what you're saying, though, because I'm scared to call my dentist.
Yeah.
I did see that there is texting.
There's texting, like a text line,
which is so my jam, like, as, like, a millennial.
Like, I agree.
If I could text my dentist, like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I guess that is true. Like, yeah. Also, I was thinking about this. Like, think about how now, I don't even want to, like, say the word, because, like, every time someone utters it, I literally get, like, the chills. But, like, the R word is, like, you don't say that. How now it's, like, we have really made it, like, it's offensive to say, like, oh, that's gay. You know,
right.
Like, people don't say those things anymore. But we still say things like, that's crazy, or, oh, my God, I'm depressed, or,
yeah,
like, things like that. Like, one of the, Kylie Jenner, she, like, posted a picture a while back when she, and it was, like, a throwback picture of her black hair, and she put, I miss my black hair, LMAO, I'm so bipolar. And it's, like, we're using these words in a way that makes them bad, like, they're
right.
Bad connotations.
Mm-hmm. OCD too.
Yeah,
OCD, like things like that. So again, we're like making mental illness like seem like a bad thing.
Right.
But it's like we need to do the same thing with those words that we did with like gay and R word and things like that because, yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah, I think we just make it like a trend and it's like a catchphrase.
Well, I've caught myself saying things before too. Like, yeah. I was, like, drinking. I was like, oh, God, I have PTSD from the last time I drank. And I was like, oh, my gosh, no, I don't. That's so stupid.
Like, people actually have PTSD.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm such a basic white girl. Like, why did I say that?
I do that a lot, though. I do that a lot with OCD.
I think it's good, though, that we're catching ourselves. I think that is something that I didn't think about, like, that we need to.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you're trying to make yourself better.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ignore the issue, I think it's worse.
Yeah.
But we're pretty, I mean, I'm not, like, tooting our own home, but, like, we're pretty self-aware as a group of friends,
yeah.
I think, most of the time at least. And if we aren't aware of it, someone calls you out on it, and then you are aware. And I don't think anybody really takes offense to that, which is nice.
I appreciate it, because, like, thank you for helping make me a better person.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would rather mess up around you guys and have you say, Cam, that's not cool, than say it around someone that I would hurt.
Right.
Unintentionally. Like, I would rather you guys say, mm-mm. Not cool.
Yeah.
Not today.
Not today, Satan.
No, that's true. But with the whole Kate Spade thing, like, people, like, try to make it into, like, they romanticize it, right? They're like, oh, like, Kate Spade, like, such a troubled soul. Like, she, of course she must have been that way. Like, she's an artist and stuff like that. So almost to make it seem cool.
Yeah, like sensationalize it. Like.
Yes. And it blows my mind how, like, there are people who legitimately, like, glorify that. And we knew a girl back in the day who, like, remember she would post pictures of, like, people.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just whispering who we're talking about. Sorry for the lull there. But it's like nobody ever saw it coming. She actually did commit suicide, and it was really sad. And we didn't know her very well, so, like, we can't speak for her, like, pretend we were even her friends or anything like that. But, nobody really ever saw it coming, at least nobody that knew her on a surface level. But if you really look down, like, I once noticed that she would always post pictures of people who had committed suicide in the past or that were, like, dead, and she, like, was really into that. And so, I don't know, like, to me, it's just, like, tiny little things can, like, trigger you, or, like, you're really, like you said, sensationalizing it.
Yeah.
And
it's, like, somebody came out, I think it was Kate Spade's sister, and they said, like, Kate Spade was obsessed with,
Lauren Scott.
who's the comedian that committed suicide?
Oh, no, you're right. Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
She was, like, obsessed with that when he did it. Like, she wouldn't stop, like, reading stories and watching, like, you know, the news stories or whatever about it. It's like they, like, are so intrigued by it.
Right.
By death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't help, like, for example, we wanted to get into this, but, like, it doesn't help on shows like 13 Reasons Why glorify it. And, like, they literally, like, this is a show for kids, even though they say it's for adults. Like, it's a show about high schoolers, and it's being watched by high schoolers. And so when people, like, glorify it that much, it makes it look cool and it makes it look appealing, and it's really not. Like, it's – people are actually depressed. Like, kids are actually depressed, and kids are experiencing, like, suicidal thoughts. But nowadays, it's, like, it's cool if you're the kid who's, like, the misfit, doesn't fit in, like, you know what I mean? Which is sad.
Well, and, like, I feel like it kind of goes back to go back and listen to one of our episodes about fictional characters and, like, how we get connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a kid and you're, like, watching 13 Reasons Why, how we... you know, talked about, like, you get connected to these fictional characters, and sometimes you identify with them.
Yeah.
So, like, because if you find similarities in yourself, so if, like, a young girl's watching it, and she identifies, like, more with, what's her name?
Hannah.
The main character?
Hannah.
Hannah. Like, I don't know, and, like, you're already dealing with things like that, like, depression and stuff, like, I feel like that's just gonna be, like, another push for you to, like, want to do that. I just don't think, like, they're equipped to watch a show like that.
No, absolutely not. When you're in, yeah, you're talking about, like, high school kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and, like, when you're in high school, I don't, like, some of those scenes, like, I can't handle, and I'm 24. I don't know if I've ever said that on here, but, like, you know, we're, like, in our 20s and, like, out of high school, out of college, and, like, those are scenes that are hard for me to watch, and there's things that, like, I've experienced a lot more outside of high school, like, it's good that it's, like, being talked about, but I feel like it's being talked about in the wrong way, especially in a way that high school kids, like, they're not going to be able to wrap their mind around it.
Exactly. And, like, they said, so I think it's the Huffington Post that I read this on, but, like, they did not need to, I get where they were going. They were trying to, like, raise awareness, but, like, mm-hmm. they did it in the wrong way. They didn't need to show her actually committing suicide.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
They said that scene, like, allows for copycats.
Yes.
Like, they're literally giving kids, like, here you go, this is how you do it.
They're called trigger scenes. And so kids who are experiencing, like, depression and, like, who are having suicidal thoughts, like, watching something like that, it's almost like an adrenaline rush. So, like, once you've seen it, to them, it's like, well, now that I know what it looks like, I'm not really that afraid. And so it causes, that's why apparently after season one, like, so many kids, like, literally left tapes behind and committed suicide just like Hannah. It was insane. There was, like, hundreds of cases in the U.S. like that. And so they were telling, they almost shut down 13 Reasons Why. Like, they didn't want season two of it.
Yeah.
And I can see why, but kids were, like, replicating the entire thing. And, of course, if it's a kid that has, like, triggers already, mm-hmm. like, watching that,
they,
like...
do it, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of our friends, her mom works in, like, at a hospital, and she said after the show, they were, like, so many patients were coming in, like, young kids that were trying to commit suicide and, like, got caught, whatever it might have been. But I'm just, like...
It's crazy.
It's just, yeah, it's crazy. And they were, like, they don't... I feel like they didn't capture, like, the realness of, like, suicide because
right.
it makes it seem like it's not permanent because Hannah's still, like, there in the show.
Yes.
You know? So they don't understand the permanence of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plus, like, the kids who are watching it, their brains literally aren't developed yet, so they don't see, like, long-term consequences.
Yeah.
I work at an elementary school. Our school psychologist sent out, like, a huge email about, like, what to look for and, like, I mean, I teach younger kids, but we're K-8, so it was more toward the middle school teachers, but it was just crazy to see, like, how far that show,
yeah,
like, how far it went with kids, and yeah, cry.
I didn't watch the second season, but I heard that the last, like, one of the last scenes or something.
Yeah, I watched it.
ridiculous.
Like, I actually threw up. No, I'm not even joking.
It's disgusting what they, like...
Yeah. Basically, it's like a male rape scene. I think you get where I'm going. Yeah, and it's very graphic. Like, very, very graphic. Nobody should be watching that. Like, I don't think anybody needs to see that.
That's awful.
Except for, like, mental health counselors that maybe need to be aware of, like, what happens. I can't even, honestly, like, I turned it off and I couldn't go to bed the entire night. Like, I didn't know it was coming up. I wasn't even aware that that scene was in there. Otherwise, I honestly wouldn't have watched it.
Was that scene vital to the plot? Like,
not really.
It was so upsetting.
I mean, like, spoiler alert.
Like, you're an adult. Like, if I was 14 watching that, like, those are just things you shouldn't know about, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And here's the thing, like, the scene, obviously, like, it's a male rape, obviously. So it involves, like, a high school boy and it's other boys, like, that rape him. So the scene, like, those things happen, like, I'm sure it has happened in high schools before. Like, I'm sure that it has. I'm not doubting it. But it's something that happens, like, in jails.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I don't necessarily think that high school kids need to be seeing that and thinking that those things happen in high schools, because now you're giving the freaking bully who is watching it the idea to do it. So, pause for a second. Okay, we're back.
Hello. So sorry.
Okay. So we were just talking about how the scene is super graphic. So one of our friends that we work with, like, she really advocates for, like, suicide prevention and, like, really, like, reaching out to your friends and, like, being aware of, like, the, what do you call it? Like, the, you just said it. The signs. Sorry. The symptoms and signs and stuff like that. And she was saying how, like, those are, like, actual trigger scenes of everything. And so she's like, those type of things actually make it worse for kids. They don't make it better. So because if that actually happened to a kid, they're reliving the situation. And have you noticed how, like, in this entire show, nothing ever goes right for the kid that, like, is abused or whatever is, like, everything, like, this is a major spoiler, so, like, turn it off or whatever, skip ahead. But, like, the girl, for example, the girl that gets, like, raped by the football player.
Yeah.
She, like, he ends up walking away with, like, probation for a month. So, and, like, it's like that throughout the entire show, you know? And it's, like, for example, Clay, who falls in love with Hannah, and, like, she commits suicide. And then he falls in love with Skye, and, like, she cuts herself and then ends up going to, like, rehab. So, it's all these little things are, like, kids that, like, experience these awful things, there's no hope in the entire season. Everything is just, like, one bad thing after another after another after another. And even when they tell the adults, nothing ever gets fixed. There's never, like, any justice for any of them. Nothing.
So it's just, like, overall a very depressing show. And honestly, if you're a child, like, a high school student looking for a show to watch, just watch, like, Gossip Girl or something.
Like, Gilmore Girls, you might like. One Tree Hill. Queer Eye Season 2. Watch that. That's very uplifting.
Still some drama.
Exactly. It's very uplifting. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah. So, that was my biggest problem with it, is, like, if it didn't trigger me, but, like, if it, like, made me feel that, like, I literally threw up, like, I could not, I was, like, I have to walk away from this. There were people, like, I'm in, like, Facebook, like, groups or whatever, and when it first came out, this girl was, like, no, like, I was at my office watching it. She's, like, because I just can just watch, like, Netflix at work while I'm doing work. She was watching it, and she said she literally, like, had to, like, walk out of her office because she was, like, dry heaving because she could not even, fathom how they could put that in a show for kids. So.
That is just
don't watch it. I am here to preach that nobody watch season 3. I hope that show, like, literally nobody watches it. I hope that they cancel it. Selena Gomez, you're the worst producer I've ever seen. Like, it's awful. She produces a show.
I know, but why? I just don't know why they made season 2.
Basically, it's to show that the kid who got bullied the most was going to shoot up the school, which is also a trigger for kids who shoot up schools.
Okay, yeah.
So that's another thing.
There's nothing good coming out of this.
No, and at the end, this is the best part. Seriously, major spoiler, but, like, I don't care. At the very end, this kid grabs, like an automatic rifle. Goes to the school with, like, a bunch of, like, magazines and stuff, is going to the school dance to go shoot up the school. And so he texts this girl, and he's like, get out now. Like, I'm coming to the school. And so she tells their friends, and none of the kids, their reaction is, don't call the cops, don't call the cops, we're going to go talk to him and confront him. And that's what they do. And in the end, like, basically the main character, Clay, he, like, talks him out of shooting the school, and they put him in a car, and they go off, and, like, the police, they don't get the police involved, the police show up, and this random kid is holding, like, an automatic rifle. It's seriously insane, and it teaches kids that, like, if you're aware that there's going to be a school shooter, don't, like, it's basically saying, go try to be the person that talks them out of it.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you the time of day.
That happens in movies. Exactly. You know, when, if they're already in their mindset, and they have a gun and they're at the school,
you're going to be the first one they take out if you're trying. Yeah. If you're trying to talk to them, you're the first one dead. Like, don't. I would never. Like, also, this is
a gun. Do you guys remember in Grey's Anatomy, the shooter, when, I think it's April.
Yes.
I don't know who does it, who, like, talks to him, and she's yes. like, I have, like, a brother, and, like, blah, 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 and whatever, and he lets her yes. go. And, like, I was like, okay, that's a show. I would never, if I was in an active shooter situation, I would never be like, let me, like, tell you about myself and hope that you'll, like, find a human connection in me and not kill me. Like, yeah. No, you need to, like, run.
Yeah, exactly. You need to run, and even then, like, even if you did sit there and say all that stuff to them, you already saw their face. So, like, odds are odds are they won't even let you get that close to them. That's the problem, you know?
This isn't, like, if you know something,
please tell an adult.
Don't say anything.
Say something.
You are on the same level.
Exactly.
Because you knowingly let people get hurt.
Exactly.
Yep. Like, that's not a time for, like, snitches get stitches. Like,
be a snitch. You be the snitch. Yeah, I agree.
Don't worry about the stitches.
Snitch, or you're going to need a stitch. Or
exactly.
Two. Or you're dead.
But yeah, so don't watch 13 Reasons Why. It's a very awful show.
Yeah. Kind of going back to, like, the Kate Spade thing. So, like, obviously everyone has already heard everything and more, I'm sure, about, like, her death. And obviously it's, like, terrible. But something that I wanted to talk about, just because I thought it was interesting, because I wanted to know, like, what – obviously she has not been involved in Kate Spade, the brand, in, like 10 years.
Yeah, 2006, I think.
But I wanted to know, like, how they were going to handle it and, like, how their sales were going to be affected and things like that.
Yeah.
And something that was kind of interesting to me is that within, like, hours, consignment sales went up. So, like, things on, like, Poshmark and ThredUp, like, people had, like, in their Kate Spade items.
Yeah.
They had 600% above, like, the past 30-day average, if that makes sense, and, like, the pricing. So people were buying these, like, Kate Spade, like, a lot of, like, vintage items and things like that. Because now, like, on the article, I think it was from a Wall Street Journal, they were talking about how, like, people really connect, like, designer items with, like, the designer, of course.
Right.
So then she has, like, passed. Those things are going to become, like, a higher commodity.
Yes.
Because... But it's funny because it's like she hasn't even been designing for Kate Spade.
No. At least 10 years, yeah.
Yeah. But then her line that she started like 4 years ago, that Frances Valentine, that's named after her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So on that site, things, like everything completely basically sold out.
Jeez.
Because those are her designs.
Yeah.
And then her business partner, it's Elise Ahrens. She said that Kate had left behind 4 seasons of complete designs, so there's going to still be 4 seasons
Be released
that were designed by Kate Spade.
That's crazy. So
that'll be crazy to see, like, what those sell for, because now
that's, they're
like, the last of...
Yeah, exactly. Now it's going to be, like, everyone wants to get their hands on something that was actually designed by Kate Spade, because they'll never be able to ever again.
Exactly.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is really, like, weird, but when, like, that news came out, I was, like, with our coworker, Kristen, and I looked over at her, and I'm like, this is really weird of me to, like, let my mind go there, but I wonder what sales are going to look like for Kate Spade. And she was like, I mean, they're probably just, like, she was like, probably, like, nothing. Like, it's just going to stay the same. She wasn't even related to it. I'm like, no, but a lot of people, A, don't know that, and B, it's like, people are going to, like, immediately assume that they need to get their hands on it, or they're never going to be able to ever again. So I like anticipated that sales would rise like that, but I wasn't, I was like, I'm glad you said that. Cause I thought about that like immediately.
I know. And like, I was just like interested to see how, I mean, the brand handled it fine. It's not like they can do
much.
And they like released the statement and whatever, but I was like, how awkward, like what a weird time to be like, you know, whatever, marketing, anything in Kate Spade, because it's like, again, they're completely separated from her beside her name.
Yeah.
But they have to continue doing business, but how weird to like, just, you know, like I got a sale alert today on my email from
them. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, they just keep going. It's just like such an awkward time for them as a company, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, because they're not tied to her anymore. I mean, all they have is the name.
I didn't know that before everything happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how I found that out. Oh, you know what? I listened to How I Built This.
How I Built This.
Yeah. And you should listen to that, actually. It's Kate Spade and her husband, Andy. Mm-hmm. And they talk about how they built, like, the Kate Spade brand. Whoa. And, like, how they started the business.
Did she want to sell it?
Yeah, I think she did. She basically retired from it because she had her daughter and wanted to take a break to, like, raise her daughter.
Yeah.
So she chose to sell it. I think she sold it to, like, what is it, Nordstrom or something like that, right? Something like that.
Yeah, and I think that they just sold to Michael Kors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They sold again.
Okay.
Also, something really just, like, a little tidbit that I thought was nice is that David Spade donated $100,000 to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So I thought that was, like, really nice of him, obviously, as, like, her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Also, nice. Side note, if no one is following David Spade, everyone should go follow him right now because his Instagram stories, he watches The Bachelorette and comments on it. It's amazing. That's he so like funny. Makes the show so much better because he's so funny.
That's so funny.
Just a little bit of lightness.
Yeah. For real. Also, okay, I was listening to the Morning Toast, like, NT episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the Crazy Days and Nights guy. And how they talk about how he said that he was even afraid because there's, like, theories that, like, all these, like, suicides aren't actually suicides from, like, famous people. And that it's, like, literally people going out to get celebrities that are, like, advocating against it or releasing too much information and stuff like that. And his job is releasing information about other celebrities. And he's like, I just know some things. He's like, I don't like to comment on some people because I don't want to end up like some celebrities have recently. And I was like, what do you know that like...
Wait, nobody... commenting on what though?
So his job is to release like blind items are going to be like for example, it's like a gossip column, but it's everything is anonymous. So he'll say, for example, an A-class celebrity married to a D-class or a D-list celebrity, right? So like, A-list celebrity married to a D-list celebrity... who plays, like, I don't know, hockey or whatever, was caught, like, cheating on his wife, blah, 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 blah. And he doesn't tell you who it is, but he won't release it unless he knows it's 100% true because he's a lawyer.
Oh.
So, like, and then people have to figure it out. So it's technically not slander because he knows that it's coming from, like, a reliable source. So, but he knows, I have, like, hundreds of, like, blind items saved in my computer that I need to really release like later on. He's like, but there's some that I just will not mess with because I don't want to be put in the wrong. Like, he's like, somebody will find out who I am if I release this. And like, I don't want to end up like how, for example, Kate Spade did. Or like how,
well, did she know something she was supposed to know?
Well, that's what he was saying basically, which is crazy, but it's kind of like a conspiracy theory.
It's totally conspiracy. Like with, he was talking about like Avicii.
Yes. Avicii.
Because, like, they say, like, he committed suicide, but he's, like, there's so much about, like, that story that's just, like, it really does not add up.
Yeah.
And he took, like, a razor blade to his neck, and, like, he was saying, he's, like, that's not, like, a way that someone commits suicide. Like, no one's gonna take, like, you know, razor blade to their neck and, like, all this stuff. And Avicii was just, like, involved in, like, just, like, weird things at the time that, like, there was clearly people out to get him. And then another one was, oh, what's his name? I can't think of his actual name, but Puckerman. Noah from Glee.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that was, like, he was being accused of all the child pornography and stuff, and then just, like, committed suicide. But
mm-hmm.
he was saying it was because, like, he was going to get off with, like, little to no time, and someone was, like, extremely upset by that, and so there's, like, rumors that someone killed him, not him.
It's just crazy. They play it off as, like, basically a suicide. It's what they're saying. But, like, there are, like, Avicii, for example, that story is really freaky. We should do, a, like, an entire thing on Avicii, because, like, Avicii is, like, an advocate for, like, fighting sex trafficking in other countries. And I guess he was in a club once, and he was in a club in the Middle East, and there were, I mean, guys that are, like, 40, 50 years old marry girls that are 10 years old there. And I guess this guy had, like, a 10-year-old girl with him. And he, like, went up to him and he was like, isn't it disgusting, like, what you're doing? And I guess, like, this was right before he died. And he died, like, in, where he died in, it wasn't a, he died in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, he, it wasn't, like,
So that's why they're, like, that's kind of sketchy. Because, like, these guys, the guy that he said that to is not a guy that you mess with. So, like, just little things like that about how, like, how did, like, how do these events, like, add up when they really technically don't? But, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we may just be, like, spreading rumors, but.
Yeah.
What's new
here? Our tagline is, we're not experts.
We're not experts. So don't quote us, okay? It's just a rumor. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, same here. We don't have a game or anything. Sorry, guys. It's not, like, a light topic. So.
I was going to say, like, it was just kind of, like, a weird weird topic to do a game.
But, yeah. And hopefully we'll be back with more very soon.
Yes. Go follow us on Instagram. We have changed our name. It's now at It's the Mrs.
What else? You can email us at, what is it, misinformedpodcast@gmail.com.
And go subscribe to our podcast and rate us and review us. We're still waiting to get to, I keep forgetting what number we say.
20. I think it was
20. 20 reviews. Yeah. And we'll do a giveaway.
Yeah, exactly. If you get us to 20, we'll be good to our word. But yeah. Okay. So hopefully we have better sound for you next time. If not, please still love us.
Yes. And remember,
we're not experts.
So don't quote us.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye.